New York University faculty, community leaders, and Greenwich Village residents will be in New York State Supreme Court on Tuesday for a hearing in a lawsuit filed against New York City and state agencies for what they allege is the illegal approval of New York University's 2031 expansion plan. The expansion plan would lead to the building of several multi-story tower blocks in a congested part of Greenwich Village, where many New York University faculty live, threatening to disrupt their lives for many years and the lives of other residents, and, they argue, remove the last vestiges of open green space. The case argues that the City Planning Commission and the City Council approved a plan that is unnecessary and which will be a health hazard. One of those concerned is Rico Bono, a Soho resident, an adjunct professor at NYU, and first vice chair of Community Board 2, which includes Greenwich Village in its catchment area.
We're standing on what is known as the park strips, but really they're parks, and you can see, for all intents and purposes, what could look more like a park? Trees and ivy-covered grounds and paths and benches, and right up toward the end of the block, they are building now a little children's playground. To me, that looks like a park. We're standing on the corner of LaGuardia Place and Bleecker Street, looking north. If you look down to the south, you'll see more parks all the way down to Houston Street, also part of the parkland. The confusion, I mean, NYU, it's not confusion to them. It's a premeditated attempt at a land grab. But the confusion in some people's minds has to do with the fact that these strips of lands were created in the 50s when Robert Moses engaged in urban renewal, it was called at the time. So in the 50s, a lot of land was created that became LaGuardia Place on one side, on the west side, and Mercer Street on the east side. And half of that space that was created became parks that are under the control of the New York City Department of Transportation.
On Friday, an affidavit by former New York City Department of Parks Commissioner Henry Stern said New York University illegally took over four protected parkland areas with the city's approval, and this violates state law. In a separate affidavit, Assemblywoman Deborah Glick confirms this assessment. For years, residents tried to get DOT to hand over the land to parks, but were not successful. What has come to light in the affidavit by Henry Stern is that NYU intervened at every stage. Rico Bono said they always thought that was true.
We now have the Parks Commissioner stating unequivocally that it is true. And it further, even though these parks were not officially, they call it mapped, if they... If it's legally turned over from one city agency to the other, it involves demapping and mapping. So they weren't officially mapped as parks. According to Henry Stern and others, that really doesn't matter because the determination of parkland is legally up to the New York State Legislature. And we actually have the local assembly person who has been very, very helpful to us in this fight against NYU's expansion, Deborah Glick, who also submitted an affidavit very recently stating that she feels that any consideration of building on these park strips would be a violation of the public trust doctrine, whereby the legislature is the only official body in the state of New York who can rule on park.
Supporters against the expansion of NYU will be in New York State Supreme Court tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. for the hearing. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.